John Madden made his name as a movie director with the quirky literary history of Shakespeare in Love and the mathematical intrigue of Proof. But his latest, The Debt, is a very different kind of film, an intense thriller about a group of young Israeli Mossad agents in the 1960s whose mission is to track down and capture a Nazi war criminal.
We'll show the world what he did.
You're trembling. I think you're the one that is afraid, David. Afraid of the monster? Ooh.
The Debt opens this week, and director John Madden is with me here in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The Debt is a remake of an Israeli film from 2007. What drew you to it?
It's a fantastically compelling story, a really, really powerful thriller, but it's also got an incredibly complex drama at its core. That gives you a lot to think about after you've finally relaxed, because it's a movie that keeps you very, very tense, I think.
Definitely on the edge. Mm-hmm. A lot of the questions that this film raised were about morality, and there's one scene in particular where Helen Mirren's character, Rachel Singer, is talking to her husband, ex-husband, Stefan, played by Tom Wilkinson, about their past.
I knew this would happen. I knew we'd be punished. I knew we'd have to pay.
I thought I'd been punished already.
This all sort of harkens back to the idea of the debt. Is the title purposely vague?
Hopefully a good title expands in meaning as a film unfolds. In Israel, the debt has a much more specific resonance, having to do with the debt the nation owes to the 6 million dead, and therefore that idea is probably first and foremost what the title evokes. But it has more meanings and other meanings as the film unfolds.
It seems like there are a lot of debts throughout the movie.
There are, and there was different discussions over time about whether that word was too much of a negative indicator for people, signifier, I guess is the word, and that they would swerve away from anything that connoted something they were trying to forget in their own lives.
I mean, you're talking about right now, especially with the national debt or the trade
indeed,
debt.
Indeed. No, if you Googled it, you had to wade through page after page after page of articles that nobody wanted to read or even think about. And I always took the position that if somebody came up with a better title, I would be more than happy to embrace it. And it was sent to, you know, there are organizations that specialize in this, and I cannot begin to tell you how
there are companies,
bizarre some of them were.
There are companies that specialize in creating, yeah. That's their job, to create a movie title.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one title they came up with, which I think was their highly recommended. They offered about 50 possibilities, 20 likelies, 10 that they really felt they could support, and one that they thought was the absolute slam dunk, and that title was Divulgence.
Divulgence.
Which it starts to sound like it's not even a word when you say it to yourself several times. Certainly not a word that trips off the tongue. So
yeah,
I think The Debt is a better title than that.
You have to cover the characters and their older life and their younger life. And you didn't use the same actors and either dress them up old or dress them up young. You did six different actors.
Yes, two sets of actors. That's true. So each character is played by a pair of actors. And the film is unusual in that respect because it concerns people looking back and reevaluating their younger selves, trying to understand what happened at that time and how it has made them into the people they've now become.
Do you have to cast specifically somebody who kind of looks like a younger Helen Mirren and somebody who looks like an older Sam Worthington?
Well, in the case of the former, I think it was important. And she's the prism through which we experience the story. And I definitely wanted to achieve a kind of symbiosis between the elder and the younger actor and cast a then unknown actress of considerable brilliance.
Jessica Chastain is from Tree of Life and The Help.
Yes. But there is a great physical affinity between them.
You've worked in television. You've worked in theater. You've worked in movies. But you started, actually, on an NPR program called Earplay.
A title I could never quite get my head around, if that's an appropriate metaphor. But, yes, Earplay, I remember,
Earplay
was the way it was always announced.
Does that help or hurt?
What?
At making movies.
It helps. enormously. I can't tell you. I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting in a radio studio and talking to somebody who's made their career in front of a microphone. No, it's an extraordinary way to learn how to tell a story, because what do you have? You have sound and silence. You have words and music, and that's about it. And the other thing that I have never forgotten from that is the demands that a radio narrative, a radio drama makes on an audience. In other words, it requires the audience's engagement. And, you know, I like films that require you to do a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Because I think an audience enjoys that. I think audiences don't like to be told. And unfortunately, there's an orthodoxy in mainstream movie making that thinks the opposite is true. When we test movies, there's always this infuriating question that they ask on the cards, you know, were you confused by anything? And the studio has a tendency to come back and say, they're really confused by the beginning. And I'm saying, well, of course they are,
they
because
be.
They're beginning to be told a story and they want to figure something out.
The pressure is sort of to create a simple structure then.
Yes, and I think it's based on the notion that, you know, the audience wants to know what it's going to get. Mm. You know, frankly, the films that find a life and become celebrated are films that don't do that. And I don't understand why that lesson is never learned.
Do you think you'll ever come back to radio?
I'm sure I would. I you know, and or television and or stage, all of which I've spent periods of my life in. And yes, you become very nostalgic for certain.
Come back to us. Come back. The door is never closed.
It may be a smaller train set, but it's just as good a one.
That's director John Madden. His new film, The Debt, opens in theaters this week. John, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you very much.